So at the time you wrote the article, he was in federal custody awaiting deportation to Guatemala. And now he's in Guatemala. So this person who was arrested in October for sexually assaulting his son's babysitter in her car and was facing a felony trial is now in Guatemala without being convicted of a crime in the U.S. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating case to me because it's someone who is obviously presumed innocent until proven in a court of law to have committed the offense. But there's very little chance of that actually happening now because he's been removed for violating certain federal rules against entering the country illegally.
Does he get off scot-free? I mean, is he awaiting charges in Guatemala?
The defense attorney indicated in the December court appearance that he did fear for his safety in Guatemala. I'm not sure whether that's official charges, but it sounds like there are certain authorities who want him back in Guatemala.
This is not Solis Collado's first time in the U.S., and also it's not his first offense in this country. Can you talk about his record?
The Immigration and Customs Enforcement has removed him twice before January, once in 2004 and again in 2009. So this is his third deportation from the U.S.
Do you know why law enforcement arrested him previously?
According to the most recent arrest affidavit, the one from October, in Garfield County, he has a criminal record in FBI databases and multiple aliases. ICE knows him as Carlos Rodriguez, not as Solis Collado. They know Solis Collado is one of his aliases. So in ICE records, he's Carlos Rodriguez. So it's really, it's a little messy.
But in Garfield County, for this instance, he is Solis Collado. So here's kind of the rub for me, and maybe you can explain it. Solis Collado was sent back to Guatemala in late December.
January 9th is when he was actually deported.
He subsequently got two failures to appear in district court, and now his bond has been raised to 100 grand. It seems to me like too little too late. Why didn't the judge raise Collado's bond before he left the country?
That's the heart of the matter here. So Solis Collado was arrested early October, October 2nd. He posted bond at $25,000 on October 28th. October 31st, ICE picked him up and took him into custody. So since late October, he's been in ICE custody. And for every court appearance in Garfield County, he's been transferred here through a writ of habeas corpus. So, of course, he would have no failures to appear because he was in custody, just not in custody, out on bond from Garfield County, but still, you know, being held. But that's how the courts work. Well, you post bond in one court, but another court still has, in this case, ICE jurisdiction still had a claim to hold him.
Is there no agreement between ICE and district or local courts about situations like this? I mean, it doesn't look like the action ICE took to deport him helped matters any.
What I know is that ICE and the district prosecutors work with each other, and they're in communication. But at the end of the day, ICE has to make a determination based on their parameters, and district prosecutors have no authority to force ICE to continue holding someone so that they can face prosecution. It is a really thorny problem because, well, yes, he did re-enter the country, and ICE had the authority under the law to deport him now three times. He's still presumed innocent of the current charge of right. sexual assault.
He wasn't charged for entering the country illegally. He was charged for sexual assault.
Yeah, in Garfield County, that was the charge. So it's a serious charge.
Did he rape the victim?
It was non-consensual, according to the victim and the prosecutors.
So what about the victim? What sort of recourse does she have?
She has little, I think, and that's something that Jeff Chaney told me, is that it can be very frustrating to not let the victims have their day in court and not see it resolved. And also, I'm sure for the defendant, it would be tough not to have the chance to exonerate yourself and prove your innocence. But Mr. Chaney did tell me that they're investigating the possibility of extraditing him from Guatemala.
This case is almost a poster child for all of the immigration issues that the country's been discussing.
it touches on a lot of them for sure. You know, you have someone who is accused of serious crimes, entering the country illegally and being removed. And you have the fear that, you know, he might come back in. But I guess this is just one case. This can't be painted in a broad brush to make a point that all immigration is wrong, or that all deportations are good or bad, you know? Mm-hmm. That's part of why this case was so fascinating to me, is because it had a lot of different nuances and ways of looking at it.
Anything surprise you while reporting on this case?
I'm not sure that anything particularly surprised me, but the one area that I feel that I didn't quite cover enough and that I really wanted to, but I found difficulty in getting answers to, was about his son, about the 4-year-old son who was in foster care. And now it looks like the son will also be removed to Guatemala to be reunited with Solis Collado.
Well, Thomas Phippen of the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
That does it for this week's news brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.